Module 11, The Aftermath. After experiencing a situation of harassment, it is crucial for the harasser and harassed to find the best ways to move on with life so that experience does not define life for them. How to move on. The first step to moving beyond the effects of harassment is to make sure you have followed all of the company's policies for reporting and resolving the issue. It is difficult to feel like justice is served if it has not been pursued. Lastly, and most importantly, forgive and forget. In some situations, it is easier said than done, but the fact is, unless one forgives and forgets, they will always be bound to the incident. Their beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors in life can be a direct reflection of what they went through. Monitoring the situation. Even though designated personnel of the company is responsible for monitoring the process of addressing an incident of harassment and the work environment after the conclusion of the incident, the accused and employee harassed should monitor the situation to some extent. The one who did the harassing should be mindful of how they interact with others to avoid getting into the same type of situation with the same individual or others. The one who was harassed should not be paranoid that every word or action is that of harassment, but they should be aware of apparent or possible behaviors of harassment. Learning from mistakes. Before one can learn from a mistake made, they must understand what the mistake is. If the offense against another was intentional, the offender must understand that those actions are hurtful, inappropriate, and not tolerated in the workplace. The disciplinary action may not have been aggressive for that particular incident, but continued illegal actions can result in dire consequences. There is even a lot to be learned in situations that were not intentional. Being vigilant in one's interaction with others can help avoid ambiguous circumstances that may or may not be considered harassment, as well as deliberate acts of harassment. Case study. Marissa walked back into her office. She was nervous about returning to work after being found guilty of harassment. She had even considered not coming back into the workplace. However, she knew that avoiding the situation in this case would not help. Marissa decided to go to the break room for coffee, and she couldn't believe it. Greta, the person she was accused of harassing, was the first person she saw. Marissa wasn't sure what to do. Then she remembered what the mediator had said: forgive and forget. She simply said, "Good morning, Greta." Greta smiled and looked relieved. "Good morning to you too, Marissa." As Greta passed by, she added, "Welcome back." Marissa smiled to herself. She guessed she wasn't the only one who had decided to forgive and forget.